Athabasca, Alta. For those who said they wouldn't believe it until they've seen shovels in the ground, the shovels are officially in the ground for the new bridge over the Athabasca River on Highway 813, and they can see it for themselves, as long as they follow speed restrictions through the construction zone. A lot of people will be seeing it up close for the next 3 to 4 years as crews work their way through the process of completing the new span to replace the now 72-year-old, narrow, wood-deck bridge, currently, and carefully, in use. And not only have the orange signs been erected, but equipment has also arrived and land has already been cleared on both sides of the river. Travelers can expect to see speed restrictions from the beginning of the construction zone to the end and should be prepared to stop. Remember, speed fines double in construction zones. Both lanes will be affected at various times, and could occur at any time of day, according to the Notification of Highway and Bridge Construction Operations, which provides a brief outline of the project and important contacts. Temporary traffic signs and signals can be expected, along with flaggers, alternating lanes, and at some points, delays under 30 minutes. The construction is scheduled for 24 hours per day. There will be large trucks turning within the construction zone. No passing is allowed, and there will be additional work taking place adjacent to the highway, the notification states. In May, Alberta Transportation announced St. Albert-based Alberco Construction Limited was selected to complete the $70 million project to replace the aged span, and that it should open to traffic in 2025. The project is also expected to support more than 400 jobs during the construction phase, the ministry said at the time. Design, utility relocations, and right-of-way acquisitions were completed between 2017 and 2022. The new bridge will include two 3.7-meter lanes with an additional 1.8 meters of shoulder space on either side. A 2.5-meter sidewalk will also be included on the south side of the new structure. The current bridge was built in 1950 and has long been a challenge for modern vehicles, especially when they are forced to pass each other. A full kilometer of road alignment related to the project will also be completed. It will reach 75 years old and will be removed upon completion of the new span, according to Alberta Transportation.